早晨，多谢你邀请我翻嚟粤语崇拜，去正道。我嚟。我好開心，今日嚟到聽到敬拜隊練歌嘅時候咧，就有英文嘅詩歌喎，咁我就好感恩，亦都多謝你哋。
Like script the passage, I actually went to 13 instead of stop.
但係去到讀經嘅時候咧，我就發現咧經文咧。我的內容呢就去到13節，就不是到11節的。I can read it. Do you? Okay. 佢陣間咧，我都會講翻經文出嚟嘅，所以OK 嘅，陣間再讀翻出嚟。
I'm assuming he said he doesn't have it.
I can if you need me.
If you can read those two verses, that would be great.
Yeah, okay. 咁我而家會讀翻以斯拉記三章十二同埋十三節，請等等。係以斯拉記三章。十二、十三節。然而有許多祭司、利未人、族長，就是見過舊殿的老年人，現在親眼看見立這殿的根基，便大聲哭號，也有許多人大聲歡呼，甚至百姓不能分辨歡呼的聲音和哭號的聲音，因為眾人大聲呼喊，聲音聽到遠處。
This dress became an internet sensation.
大約五年前咧，呢條裙咧喺互聯網上面引起好大嘅轟動。你見唔見到幅條裙啊
？And immediately it said it was white and gold, while others said it was blue and black.
有啲人見到條裙咧，就話係白色同埋金色，但係另一啲人咧就話係藍色同埋黑色喎。
Those who saw white and gold insisted that it was white and gold.
見到條裙係白色同金色嘅，就肯定係白色同金色嘅。
While those who saw blue and black insisted it was blue and black.
而見到條裙係藍色同黑色咧，就好肯定係藍色同黑色嘅。
I don't know how it is that one group could see it as white and gold while another group saw it as blue and black.
真係唔明點解。有一邊咧就會見到條裙係白色金色，一邊就會見到藍色黑色咧。
How one group could see the dress one way, yet another group could see it a very different way.
究竟點解一邊就會見到條裙係一種顏色，另一邊而見到完全唔同嘅咧
？But that's what happened with the Israelites after returning to Judah.
呢一個咧就係以色列人翻猶大之後所發生嘅事情啦。
In Ezra 3:1-6, the Israelites rebuilt the altar to God so that they could continue to worship God at the site of the temple.
在以斯拉記三章一至六節咧，以色列人重建咗上帝嘅祭壇，等佢哋咧可以繼續喺聖殿嘅原址嗰度去敬拜上帝。
But there was still no temple.
但係當時仍然未有聖殿嘅。
But verse 7 tells us.
但係第七節咁講。他們又將銀子給石匠、木匠，把糧食、酒、油給西頓人、推羅人，使他們將香柏樹從黎巴嫩運到海裡，浮海運到約帕，是照波斯王古列所運進的。
And now that the altar to God was built, the rebuilding of the temple was their next priority.
現在上帝的祭壇起好咗啦。重建聖殿就係佢哋下一件要完成嘅事。
It was such a big deal that the people gave their own money to build it.
呢件事重要到一個地步，人民咧都願意付出自己嘅金錢 贡献出来去建殿。
They wanted to make sure it would be beautiful, so they ordered cedars from Lebanon to be shipped so that they could build it.
并且咧，为咗确保圣殿系漂亮咧，佢哋甚至特别由黎巴嫩订购同埋搬运香柏树嚟建造。
They weren't going to just use whatever they had. They wanted only the best for the rebuilding of the temple.
佢哋咧就唔会用佢哋手头上面嘅材料，特登咧要用最好嘅嚟去重建圣殿。
The returnees from exile wanted to make sure that the temple was going to be every bit as magnificent as the first temple, and they wanted the others to know it.
被掳归回嘅人，佢哋要确保圣殿好似第一座圣殿一样咁宏伟。佢哋更加希望其他人都系知道呢一件事嘅。
So when they finally laid the foundation for the temple, there was a great celebration.
所以当佢哋最终为圣殿打下根基之后，就举行咗盛大嘅庆祝活动。
Verses 10 and 11 say,
十到十一节咁讲，匠人立耶和华殿根基的时候，祭司皆穿礼服吹号，亚撒的子孙利未人敲拔，照以色列王大卫所定的例，都站着赞美耶和华。他们彼此唱和，赞美称谢耶和华，说：他本为善，他向以色列人永发慈爱。他们赞美耶和华的时候，众民大声呼喊，因耶和华殿的根基已经立定。
When the foundation was finally laid, the people, led by the priests and Levites, celebrated God's goodness and God's love for Israel.
奠基之后，喺祭司同埋利未人嘅带领之下，人咧就一齐赞美上帝嘅良善同埋上帝对以色列嘅爱。
They had been taken out of the promised land into exile.
佢哋被带离开佢哋自己嘅地方应许之地，入到流放嘅生涯当中。
And I'm sure they didn't expect to ever come back to the land short of defeating Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians, or short of being rescued by a greater army.
佢哋冇谂过可以再翻到嚟呢度嘅，除非有人去打败尼布甲尼撒同埋巴比伦王。或者有更加強大的軍隊去拯救他們。
Yet we're told in Ezra 1:1 that God did something amazing.
但在以斯拉記一章一節，上帝做了一件令人驚奇的事，就是這樣說，波斯王古列元年，耶和華為要應驗藉耶利米口所說的話，就激動波斯王古列的心，使他下詔通告全國。
The proclamation was to let the Israelites go back to their land, back to Jerusalem, and build the temple.
他的召令就是讓以色列人回去自己的土地，回去耶路撒冷和建造圣殿。
Cyrus, a foreign king, not only wanted them to return to their land, he wanted them to rebuild the temple of the living God.
古列作为一个外族的王，他不单只要他们回去自己的土地，还要他们去重建圣殿。
That truly sounds like a reason to celebrate.
听起来确实是值得庆祝的事。
Not only had God done something miraculous by changing Cyrus's heart to let the Israelites go, but Cyrus even wanted the temple of the living God rebuilt.
神所做的神迹奇事，不单只是改变古列的心，让以色列人离开，甚至下令要重建这个永生的上帝的圣殿。
No wonder the people were celebrating.
所以人在这里庆祝一点都不出奇。
But verse 12 paints a slightly different picture. It says,
但十二节呢就描绘了一幅稍微不同的画面。这样说的，然而有许多祭司、利未人、族长，就是见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见立这殿的根基，便大声哭号，也有许多人大声欢呼。
In the midst of the celebration, many of the older priests and Levites and family heads who had seen the original temple wept. They wept aloud when they saw the foundation of the temple being laid.
在庆祝的当中，很多以前见过第一座圣殿年长的祭司、利未人以及族长，在见到圣殿的奠基之后，就大声地哭泣。
So in the midst of this great celebration,There was this great amount of weeping over the laying of the foundation of the temple.
所以就在这个庆祝的当中，有为同一件事情去哭泣，就是为圣殿的奠基。
One event with two very different responses. Celebration and praising the living God by some, while weeping aloud by others.
同一件事情，竟然有两种截然不同的反应。有人庆祝和赞美永生的上帝，而有人就放声大哭。
Two very different perspectives on the same event.
两种对同一件事情截然不同的看法。
The thing is, both sides are right in their response.
事实就是双方的回应都是正确的。
It was definitely a joyous thing that God had done in bringing the Israelites back to the promised land and allowing them to start rebuilding the temple.
神将他的子民带回去应许之地，而且去准许他们开始重建圣殿，这个绝对是一件快乐的事情。
There's no way that this would have happened without God stepping in.
如果没有上帝的介入，这个是不可能发生的。
The people celebrating were right to celebrate what God had done for them.
人去慶祝神為他們所做的事情是對的。
But for those who had seen the first temple, while it was a joyous moment, it was also a sad moment, because they knew firsthand what the nation had gone through to get to this point.
但是對於那些見過第一座聖殿的人來說，雖然這是一個歡樂的時刻，但是也是一個悲傷的時刻，因為他們親身去感受到國家所經歷到的一切。
They knew how good they once had it in the promised land. They knew how good God had been to them, but they knew how badly they had failed to be taken into exile.
他们知道自己曾经在应许之地是几咁美好，他们知道上帝对他们有咁好，但是他们就知道自己做错了很多的事，以致到要去被流放。
Ezra doesn't tell us exactly why they are mourning and weeping.
以斯拉冇確切話俾我知佢哋點解去哀悼同埋哭泣。
We don't know if it's because the first temple was so magnificent that they can't imagine the second temple being even close to that。
係因為第一座聖殿咁宏偉，以至於佢哋想像唔到第二座聖殿都可以一樣咧。
We don't know if it's because when they look at the remains of the temple, they're reminded of how they were taken away into exile。
定是因为他们看到第一座圣殿的遗迹，令他们想起他们自己如何被流放呢？
We don't know if the laying of the foundation brings up memories of all the ways that Israel had failed God.
定是奠基的时候令他们想起以色列怎样失信于上帝呢？
We don't know exactly why they're weeping, but they too have reason to mourn and weep aloud at the rebuilding of the temple because they know what Israel had lost.
我们不知道真正的原因，但是由于以色列失去的一切，他们确实是有理由在圣殿重建的时候去哀悼哭泣。
Two very different responses, two very different perspectives on the same situation.
两种截然不同的反应，两个截然不同的观点在同一个情况底下。
Yet both right.
但是双方都是正确的。
It's understandable that those who did not see the first temple would not fully understand their history and all that was lost because of Israel's unfaithfulness, and instead only see the good, the way that God worked to get them back into the promised land, back to rebuilding the temple.
那些没见过第一座圣殿的人，他们不完全明白他们的历史，以及由于以色列怎样失信上帝，令他们失去一切，所以他们只是见到好的一面。就是上帝令到他们回到应许之地，可以重建圣殿，这样是可以理解的。
And it's understandable that those who saw the first temple in the midst of what God had done and was doing to bring them back would weep because of all that they had lost, because of the ways the people had rebelled against God.
相反，那些曾经见过第一座圣殿的人，他们身处在上帝将他们带回来的这个工作的时候，他们曾经失去一切，因为他们叛逆了上帝，所以他们去哭泣，这个都是可以理解。
Both their reactions are appropriate, and that's why both are needed.
两方面的反应都是恰当的，也都是因为这样，两者都是需要的。
We need the young to look ahead with excitement about what God is doing and what God is going to do, about what lies ahead. We need their youthful energy and optimism.
我们需要年轻人兴奋地期待上帝要做的事情，那些将会发生的事情，我们需要他们的这份的热情和这个的乐观。
But we also need the experience and wisdom of those who have been through more and seen more during their life to remind us and teach us of where we come from and what we have gone through to get here.
但是我们都需要那些有更加多人生阅历的，以他们经验和智慧提醒我们由哪一道来，我们的过去是怎样的。
We need each other because on our own, it's too easy for the young to not think about the past and just run off in the future. Just like it's too easy for the less young to fixate too much on the past and not think about the future.
我们彼此是需要大家的，因为各自各的话，年轻人就倾向不想过去，只是顾着走去未来。相反，年纪较大的呢，就会凝望着过去，而不去考虑将来。
That's why we need each other to work together, to keep each other grounded in the past, but at the same time moving in faith to the future.
这就是为什么我们需要大家的，互相合作，一起扎根在我们的过去，同埋带着信心迈去我们的将来。
The young need those who are more experienced and wiser than them.
年轻人就需要那些多些经验同埋多些智慧的人。
And the less young need the young to help them and push forward.
而那些没那么年轻的就需要年轻人将他们推前去未来。
We need each other.
我们是需要大家的。
I know the temptation might be for the young to say, we don't need them, they're too old. They can't do much physically, and physically that might be true. I can't do the things that I could do when I was 25. But I would like to think that I've learned enough to not try to do the things the same way as the ways I did them when I was 25 either.
年轻人可能会这样讲，我们不需要他们，他们太老了，他们根本就做不到什么。如果单单讲体力上面呢，可能是的。我都不可以做我以前25岁做到的事，但是我想我已经学了足够的知识，不会再用25岁的时候做事的方法去做事。
The young need the experience and wisdom of those who have been through more.
年轻人是需要那些没那么年轻的人的经验和智慧。
Conversely, the older people might be saying, well, the young are so foolish, they're so arrogant,They don't want to listen to anyone else. They think they know it all.
相反，那些年长的可能会说，那些后生仔咁愚蠢、咁自大，又唔肯听人讲，佢哋咧就以为自己乜都知道晒嘅。
But there's so much the young can learn from the wisdom and experience of those who are older, who have gone through more.
但系其实年轻人好多事上面可以向有智慧同埋经验嘅人去学习。
They can learn from the successes as well as the failures of those who have gone before them.
他们可以由他们的成功当中学习，但是更加可以在他们的失败当中学习。
I realized firsthand how important it is for the young and the old to work together.
我就亲身地意识到，让年轻人和年长的一起工作是多么重要。
At a previous church, the leadership was made up of only men.All in their late 50s and early 60s.
在我以前的教会里面，领导层就只有50岁尾、60岁头的男士去组成的。
The church was busting at the seams, and the senior pastor at the time wanted the church to look into buying a bigger, better building.
教堂当时的人数呢已经完全坐满了，所以当时的主任牧师呢就想教会考虑买一个新的和大一点的建筑物。
But the older leaders didn't want to. They didn't want to risk moving to a new expensive building, one that they most likely wouldn't get to enjoy because of their age.
但是那些年长的领袖呢，就不支持哦。他们不想冒险搬去一个更加贵的建筑，他们年纪已经大了，可能没办法去享用这个新的教堂。
When the younger people found out about the possibility of moving to a bigger building, they were excited.They were excited all the possible ministry opportunities about the ways they could use the building for years to come.
当年轻人发现有可能搬去更大的教堂的时候，他们就非常兴奋， 同埋為各樣將來可以做嘅事工啦，亦都為將來可以點樣用呢個新嘅建築物，有咁多嘅可能性，感到非常之興奮。
But the older leadership were afraid. They were on the verge of retirement. They had put all their blood, sweat, and tears into the existing building.
但老一輩嘅領導層咧，佢哋就好害怕，佢哋都就嚟退休啦。佢哋將所有嘅汗水同埋淚水都係投入而家呢個建築物。
Most of their kids were grown up and no longer coming to the church, and they didn't want to risk moving to a new building with all the costs and work associated with it, especially since they and their kids wouldn't be able to enjoy much of it.
而佢哋自己嘅小朋友咧都已經長大，而且都唔翻教堂啦。佢哋唔想冒險搬去新嘅教堂，唔願意去承擔相關嘅費用同埋要做嘅工作。尤其是佢哋自己同埋佢哋嘅細路，根本就唔會享受呢個舊堂嘅結果。
When I came to LGC, I realized in some ways we were in a similar situation. We were bursting at the seams. The building is too small for us. But the mix of our leadership was different. There were some older leaders as well as some younger leaders, and the leadership had a different perspective on a new building than the old leadership at my previous church.
當我嚟到主恩堂嘅時候咧，我意識到我哋喺某啲地方同我以前嘅教會都有相似嘅。教堂都係坐滿人，而呢個堂子對我哋嚟講都係太細嘅。但我哋嘅領導層當中咧，就係有年紀大有年紀細嘅。對舊堂嘅睇法咧，比起我以前教會嘅領導層係唔同嘅。
The mix of leadership here recognizes our need for more space.And have been actively pursuing new spaces right up until the pandemic hit.
呢一度嘅領導層咧，意識到我哋需要更多嘅空間，直到疫情嚟到之前咧，一直都積極咁樣去揾緊新嘅地方。
And I appreciate the mix of leadership here, having those who are older and more wise and experienced join and lead and help those who are younger, who have more energy, who are more excited about the future.
我亦都係好欣賞呢度嘅領導層，係有一啲年長嘅、有智慧嘅，係同埋一啲年輕嘅、有魄力嘅一齊去合作。
And I think having that mix together, communicating, talking to each other, helps us as a church grow bigger.
而我認為有呢一個咁樣嘅組合，互相去對話、一齊去合作，係可以幫到教會更加好咁樣去成長。
The younger people learn from the older people the importance of the current building, the history of how God worked to give us this existing building.
年輕嘅人，佢哋可以學習究竟我哋而家呢一個嘅教堂，同埋究竟神做咗啲咩嘢，佢哋亦都會明白呢一個地方係對教會係有幾咁重要。
And the younger people can help the older leaders understand.A longer-term vision of how a bigger building or more space will help the church in the long run.
而年輕嘅人就可以幫年長嘅人去了解到一個更加寬敞大啲嘅地方，點樣可以俾到教會有更多嘅發展空間。
I think this happens when the older people and the younger people talk to each other, teach each other, learn from each other.
我認為呢一種嘅互相了解，只有年長嘅人。同埋年輕嘅人一齊去對話，互相去教導，互相學習，先至可以發生嘅。
If we don't talk to and learn from those with different perspectives than us, we won't grow. But when we talk to each other and learn from each other, that is when we grow together.
如果我哋唔同嗰啲同我哋有唔同觀點嘅人去對話，互相學習，我哋係唔會成長嘅。但係當我哋彼此有對話，而且互相學習嘅時候咧。我哋就可以共同成長。
It would have been easy for the younger Israelites that day to say, "Why are those old people crying? Don't they understand what God has done for us?"
其實當日年輕嘅以色列人好容易會咁樣去諗，嗰啲老人家做咩喊啊？唔通佢哋唔明白上帝為我哋做咗咩咩
？It would have been easy for them to say, "Don't they see God's hand at work in our lives and bringing us back and letting us lay the foundation?" Why are they crying during this amazing moment?
唔通佢哋睇唔到上帝嘅手喺我哋生命嘅当中嘅工作，令到我哋归回，俾我哋去奠定根基咩？点解佢哋会喺呢个咁精彩嘅时刻喺度喊噶
Just like it would have been easy for the older Israelites that day to say, don't those young people understand what God has done for us in the past? Don't they understand how we've messed up?
而那些年長的以色列人亦都很容易會去這樣想，那些年輕人難道不明白上帝過去為我們做了什麼嗎？和我們怎樣去搞過事情嗎？
It would have been easy for them to say, don't they understand how much we've lost? How can we celebrate and not mourn the loss of the original temple?
難道他們不明白我們損失了多少東西嗎？他們怎樣可以去慶祝而不去哀悼我們失去了那個聖殿呢？
It would have been easy for them to stay in their groups and talk about each other. But I would hope that instead of talking about each other, they went and talked to each other.
他們很容易停留在他們自己的組群裡面，自己去講話。但我希望他們不只是在這裡說別人，而是跟其他人去對話。
I would hope that the young went and said, can you help us understand why you are weeping during such an amazing moment? And that they would have learned from the wisdom and experience of the elders.
我希望年輕人可以去跟年老的人講，你幫我們去了解為什麼在這個振奮的時刻你會去哭呢？這樣的話，長輩的智慧和經驗就可以傳到給他們。
And I would hope that the older priests and Levites, while talking about all the things, the good things that God had done for them in the past, would also recognize their failures and share the experiences and the lessons learned from their failures.
我希望年長的祭司和利未人去講神過去為他們做過的事，不單止成功的，就算是失敗的，都是有些什麼學習在當中可以去教導年輕人。
And I would hope that both sides would be open to talking and learning from each other.
我希望雙方願意對話和互相學習。
And I'm encouraged because I think in our church, I see both sides talking to each other.
在我们的教会里面，我真的看到我们双方是愿意对话的。
And I hope that moving forward, we will continue to talk to each other.
我希望在未来的日子，我们继续这个对话。
That those who are older and wiser would share their experiences and wisdom with those who are younger.
年长的可以将他们的智慧和经验去传给年轻的。
Would share the amazing stories of what God has done over the 40 years of the life of LGC.
他们向他们去分享过往40年在主恩堂神所做的事情。
But I hope they would also share some of the struggles and the failures and the hardships, some of the difficult times that LGC has gone through over those 40 years.
另外亦都和年轻的去分享过往40年当中他们遇到的辛苦，他们遇到的困难。
And I would hope these younger people would learn from those lessons and those stories and forge a path forward.
而我希望年輕的人就在這些故事當中學習，而可以去邁向未來，去努力。
And that hand in hand, younger, older generations together, we can blaze a path forward for the next 40, 60, 100 years for the glory of God.
而咁樣年輕同埋年長嘅，佢哋就可以攜手一齊去合作，為咗神去工作，喺未來嘅40年、60年，甚至100年。Let
us pray.
一齊祈禱我哋。Father
God, we thank you that you are so amazing.
父神，我哋感謝你，你係有幾咁好嘅。That
you do so much for us.
你為我哋做咗係幾咁嘅多。
And that you've blessed us within this church with different generations.
你给我们这个教会是有不同的年纪层。
Lord, help us to learn from each other.
主啊，求你叫我们互相去学习。
To work together.
去一起去合作。
To serve you together.
一起去侍奉你。
That all that we do would bring glory and honor to you, Lord.
我們做的所有事都是將榮耀、重讚歸給你。We
thank you and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
我們感謝你，以上的事情是奉主耶穌基督名義求，阿門。